But first, we start with the announcement made by President Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday to move the country to Alert Level 2, which has a number of implications. One, the curfew now starts at 11 o'clock at night and ends at 4 o'clock in the morning. Non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars, fitness centers will need to close by 10 p.m. to allow the employees and patrons to travel home before the start of the curfew. Gatherings will be limited to a maximum of 250 people indoors, 500 people outdoors. And where the venue is too small to accommodate these numbers, then no more than 50% of the capacity of the venue, of course, may be used. The sale of alcohol from retail outlets for off-site consumption will be permitted between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. from Monday until Friday. Alcohol sales for on-site consumption will be permitted as per license conditions up until 10 p.m. Joining us on the line now is convener of the National Liquor Traders, Lucky Ndimane. Lucky, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to listeners at home.
The National Liquor Traders, how are they responding to the announcements made by the president yesterday?
We generally welcome the announcement by the president, most especially with regards to the curfew, as we feel that is going to assist, you know, the restaurant sector that has been the most heavily hit of the sectors within the alcohol industry. And also the issue of gatherings also is going to help further the restaurants, but as well as taverns, or other establishments that serve alcohol, including the eventing space, which has been under severe strain since the advent of lockdowns that we've been experiencing as a country. So we welcome that, but we still continue to question the rationality, you know, or the science thereof, of only permitting the retail sale to happen over a five-day period, you know, now with an extension of that extra day that is being put on a Friday. We feel that this doesn't make any sense at all. Because what that means, Africa, now is that the retail sector has been moved to only operating at 70% capacity in terms of time available for them. But what about that Saturday and Sunday? Alcohol is still available, albeit on an on-premise channel. So are we saying that people should not be able to consume alcohol at home, should not be able to buy and drink at the comfort of their own home? So it's really upsetting. It doesn't make any sense at all. But like we've come to expect with this government, any decisions that are being made have no basis in science or even facts.
Well, I mean, they would argue differently, right? There's a National Coronavirus Command Council that is populated in part by scientists, and certainly the Ministerial Advisory Council also is populated by scientists who then contribute to the decision made by government, and therefore the announcement delivered by the president.
Yes, certainly. We believe that there are scientists that are advising government, but it's not scientists that take the decision after all. They provide various options for government to choose from. Here's the thing, Africa. Now we've got the alcohol that are available in off-premise channels over the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. But guess what? Still, alcohol is available in that channel, albeit in an illegal manner. That confiscation of the 15 million worth of liquor in Mpumalanga is a testament to the fact that now these unscrupulous dealers that are operating, you know, selling alcohol over the period that the retail trade is not able to fully participate in, is the one that really faces the criminal elements that you see across the country. It really does not make sense that the sector that has been the most hardest hit in the country can be punished like this. There is no reason that has been advanced for not being able to fully open the retail chain. The government still continues not to consult with the alcohol industry. Since the 26th of March 2020 till to date, we are yet to sit with the president or even a minister responsible for the alcohol industry, which is Minister Ibrahim Patel. We even wonder if he still works there because he has not said anything. We had economic meltdown in KZN as a result of the looting, rioting, even in Gauteng. He never said anything. There has not been any economic package advanced to assist liquor traders, even though the president mentioned last night that, you know, there's been communication around support to be offered to the industries that are affected by these lockdowns. But we know that the president is socially distancing from the truth. He has yet to meet with us, let alone offer us any assistance whatsoever. We are yet to see any sign from government since lockdown started that are meant to assist liquor traders.
Despite all of this, the liquor traders are committing to work with government to ensure compliance to all COVID-19 health protocols, aren't they?
Yes, certainly, Africa. We see ourselves as citizens of the country before we are business people. And hence, our commitment is to the country, it's supporting the government of the day and to make sure that we all fight the pandemic together. And we're also committed and we're on record to say that we support the vaccination drive by government and we are committing our members and certainly our patrons that we are encouraging that they take the jab because this is the most scientific way that you have at the moment to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. So we are saying to our people, we are saying to our liquor traders, let us go out there, let us support government, let us vaccinate so that we are able to have, you know, some time, that we can buy some time, you know, without having to be subjected to bans, you know, when the number of cases rise that we had to enjoy in the past few months. So we are saying, let us jab. This is the best way that we have to support our government, and we'll continue to support our government, irrespective of the differences that we might have with them.
The president yesterday spending quite a bit of time, understandably, on trying to encourage South Africans to get vaccinated and sharing data that we now have in South Africa as far as the number of people who are in hospital with serious illness and ultimately dying. The majority of those are certainly people without vaccination. The concept of a vaccination passport or ID system is the one that is being discussed in South Africa. Will your traders be willing to consider a notion where if Africa wants to come and enjoy a cold beer at Lucky's establishment, that Lucky will only allow me to come in if I show proof that I've been vaccinated?
We welcome these conversations, Africa, because they stimulate innovative ideas to get people to vaccinate. But we feel that it is not something that can be, at best, put into practice in the country. Just yesterday, the UK reversed a decision to allow people that go into clubbing, you know, to show a vaccine passport because it was seen as not sustainable. In a country of 60 million people, where only just under 50 million people are vaccinated, if you are going to allow only people that are vaccinated, you know, to participate in the economy, you are really going to further destroy the economy. For us, Africa, we should not look down on people that have not vaccinated, but rather we should encourage positive behavior. Maybe you have some incentives that will encourage people to vaccinate. We need to drive this at a positive level and not just, you know, try to get people, you know, by hook or crook to vaccinate. It's not going to work, not in this country. But also, if you are going to say people that go into the liquor establishments need to show vaccine certificate, you might as well extend that to all the other sectors. Are we ready for that? We do not think at this stage the country is ready for that.
All right, Lucky, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Lucky Ndimane, convener of the National Liquor Traders, responding, of course, to the announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa that as of today, we are now officially on alert level 2, and of course, adjustments to the restrictions, including the fact that traders will be allowed to trade now on a Friday between 10 and 6 for off-site consumption, and of course, all restaurants, bars, taverns will be allowed to trade according to their liquor licenses up until 10 o'clock at night, which is an hour before the new curfew time of 11 p.m.